It is time for your movie reviews, and they're brought to you by Tim Lammers and our Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And Tim is joining us today to tell us about what's happening in theaters. Tim Lammers, tell us what's out right now.
New in theaters is Lightyear, which examines the movie character that Andy from Toy Story, who owned the Buzz Lightyear figure. It tells us a story about the guy that the action figure was based upon. Because Lightyear is a human character in the movie and not a toy, Chris Evans steps into the voice role of the Space Ranger, where he's the head of an interplanetary mission that goes wrong and his giant ship with hundreds of people can't make it off a distant planet they're on. That means Lightyear and his crew of scientists need to rebuild the ship and achieve hyperspeed to get off from the distant planet. That involves Buzz going on test flights in a smaller spaceship, but every time he goes into the stratosphere and comes back 4 minutes later, everybody ages 4 years because of time dilation in space. With time going by too fast, Buzz encounters the evil Emperor Zurg, who threatens to keep Buzz Lightyear from achieving his mission once and for all. For the most part, I loved Buzz Lightyear's latest movie, Lightyear, as Pixar delivers another gem. The action is fun, although Buzz isn't played as a clueless space cadet like the action figure is in Toy Story. Above all, the gorgeous computer animation is light years ahead of what we saw in Toy Story almost 30 years ago. Lightyear is new in theaters. Also new and limited release in theaters is Brian and Charles, a quirky independent comedy about a lonesome inventor named Brian who lives in the Welsh countryside and invents from his scrap heap a walking, talking, and very intelligent robot named Charles that looks like the combination of a washing machine and a mannequin head. Brian and Charles is very quirky and full of cheeky British humor and starts slow and awkward before turning very funny at times. It's part mockumentary until the story gets going and ends up being a decent movie. The only person you might recognize in the movie is co-writer David Earle, who plays Brian, the full bearded, awkward pack rat in the brilliant Ricky Gervais series Afterlife. Earle is basically the same character in Brian and Charles as he is in Afterlife, but is still terrific. Brian and Charles is playing in limited release in theaters.
I just might go to this Pixar movie Lightyear because I get my nephews for a few hours over the weekend, Kelvin and Sawyer, and I think that's one of the movies that was on their list.
Oh, put it at the top of the list, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, look, it's a clever way that they put this thing together. I mean, obviously, you got a different voice actor now, and there's been some controversy about that. Why not Tim Allen? Well, yeah. Technically, these are two different characters. You know, Toy Story, again, was about toys coming to life. You know, you had Tom Hanks as Woody the Cowboy, and you have Buzz Lightyear, voiced by Tim Allen, but this is actually based on the quote-unquote movie that was Andy's favorite. And Andy naturally had to get an action figure of Lightyear, a Buzz Lightyear, after seeing this movie. So that's how, you know, that comes about. So,
oh, cool.
It's an animation, but, you know, Buzz Lightyear is a human character. He's not a toy. So he's a different character.
Yeah, obviously, that makes sense.
He sounds a lot like Tim Allen's character, which makes you scratch your head and say, well, why didn't they just go with Tim Allen?
But you know
I
what?
I think maybe they were going for the marquee name, you know, with Captain America or something. I don't know. But, you know, look, Tim Allen's a marquee name to me, so who knows?
Right.
But, it is what it is. And, you know, I don't think kids are going to care about that. You know, they love Buzz. They probably won't even know the difference. And, you know, the same tone of voice. I think, again, the only major difference is the fact that your Lightyear character is played much more seriously and that Lightyear toy is more like clueless. You know, he thinks he can do all these spectacular things, but he's just a toy.
He doesn't
know it.
He thinks he's the real one. Right. That's funny.
I think
it's really brilliant that they're doing it this way, because if Buzz Lightyear was a real person, it would be a different character voicing him as a toy. So I think it's kind of a cool twist.
You know, in reality, you get this stuff all the time. You know, you really do. You get it. But the thing is, it's like, I think some actors who are in the movie end up voicing the toy. So you pull the drawstring on Woody. It's likely it's Tom Hanks' voice, or it's likely it's Tim Allen's voice. So again, yeah, that part doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. But again, you know, it is really fun. A very clever idea to continue the adventures in a sort of way of Buzz Lightyear. It tells us where he's from.
You know,
it tells us where they got the inspiration for the quote unquote, you know, spin-off Toy Story, which actually came first.
You know, when I look back, I guess I haven't really paid much attention because I'm mostly watching these things on TV now. But when I look back at, I just think that graphics were so brilliant even back when they did Toy Story. Oh. It's like, how much more brilliant can they get? But you're saying it really is a beautiful thing to watch.
It is. It is, especially on a big screen. And that's why I think, Kelly, you know, to take your nephews, I mean, definitely do that. Yeah, I mean, look, I went to that original Toy Story with my then, where he's still my oldest son.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was my little boy back then. You
right.
know, he was my two-year-old boy, you know, in 1994, 95, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I remember that vividly because that was the first feature film with computer graphics. Now, Pixar actually did a short. This is when they're first starting out. It was called it was called Toy Something. I forget what it was. Okay. It was about this little toy drummer.
Oh.
And so it was like Tin Toy. That's what it was called. And I remember it's like, wow, this is pretty amazing stuff because you know you're used to hand-drawn animation, or if you want to go further back, you know, stop motion animation, which actually moves puppets around. So, you know, I remember that. And then I remember seeing this in the movie theater. It's like, wow, I would imagine if we saw it in its original form, because I think they probably have fine-tuned things and, you know, like a record, an old record, they digitally remastered them over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't look as obsolete. You're still going to tell the difference and you're going to be able to see that this movie, again, from an animation standpoint, what they do, it's going to get to the point where basically we're going to replace the humans on screen. It's going to look that real.
Yeah. You know? It's amazing
to me.
You
can do it now. You can do it now, actually, with replacing characters digitally. Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's beautiful and crazy, and I can't believe the things. I still think it's all magic. It's all magic. Computers are magic. Radios are magic. It's all magic.
It really is. It's like, how do we talk right now, Kelly, you and I, and have that go out through sound waves from a radio tower or go through a phone line, essentially, and be online on a computer? It is really magic. I don't pretend to know anything about that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I'm the dopey movie guy who goes to the movies and tell you, you know, what I think about it. That's kind of the extent. It, you know, movies like this, Kelly, make me feel real small, to be honest with you. It's
really?
Like, okay, here's my big contribution.
That's amazing. You were talking about Toy Story, you know, with your little boy. And I think the amazing thing with that Toy Story series is they actually kept it in real time. So like Andy graduated when Drew graduated high school.
Yeah.
And he felt it, man. He had to see that movie because of that. He was like really with Andy, you know, and that was just a really neat way to be able to do things.
Yeah. I mean, they're geniuses at Pixar, really. I mean, you know, they're the ones that, again, released the first, you know, feature film with Toy Story. Now, Disney partnered with them wisely, you know, and basically what you have is Pixar is an animation studio, but every film needs distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Pixar teamed with Disney and that's the best way to get their product out there. Now, look, I mean, Disney does their own computer animation now, which is also very, very impressive. But, you know, Pixar will always hold over everybody else's heads. We were first.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was so impressive that first film, they didn't even have best animated feature at that time with the Oscars. They gave a special Oscar to John Lasseter, who was the head of Pixar at the time, because it was just that groundbreaking, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's amazing to think that in our lifetime, we've seen this happen.
Yes. Yeah.
And it also reminds you as you see your child, you know, 28 years later or whatever, it's like, oh my God,
Yeah.
Where's time gone? Just like this movie, time goes by way too fast.
Yes. All right, Tim. Well, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy your Father's Day weekend. Thanks for being here. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And if you want to listen to more of Tim's interview, he's got some great stuff online. You can go to his website. It's directconversations.com. I think you're going to find a lot of stuff there that you're really going to love. We appreciate Tim being here with us every Friday.